Hello.
Hello, is Audra Garvin there?
This is she.
Yes, I'm Chris. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a survey, an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. But first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
I am.
Thank you. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
No.
Just for the purpose of statistics, we need to ask this question.
Okay.
So we can be sure. Yeah. So we can be sure we have the right quota.
And what is this survey about now?
Yes, this is about the upcoming Congress elections and some general questions about the current economy and social status, I guess.
Okay.
So may I ask, what is your race?
African American.
Thank you. What is your age?
62.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, and as I was telling you, what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And thinking about issues facing the country right now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to be focused on or to focus on? You can select up to two out of the list. You can stop me anytime so we can check the box, or you can hear all of the options and then you can tell me. Once again, it's about the issues facing the country right now. Which of the following issues do you most want Congress to be focused on? Reducing crime, fighting inflation, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, protecting LGBTQ rights, reducing gun violence, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, improving K-12 public school education, improving the economy, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, or providing affordable childcare?
I would say the ones that I would like to hear definitely weren't listed, but I'll go with reducing crime, and the other one I believe was women's rights, protecting women's rights as far as abortion and so forth.
So you picked reducing crime and protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting worse.
In your opinion, once again, and similar to the other question, which do you think are the greatest obstacle to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two out of the following list. Not enough good role models, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, too many people depending on the government for handouts, lack of good paying job opportunities, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, racism and discrimination, poor work ethic, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, poor life choices and values by some.
So I would go with the one that you mentioned about fair employment the one about the, I guess, offering the breaks to the rich or the big companies. It's something along that line.
Okay, that's fine. We can match it to see if that, if those were the ones. You mentioned lack of good paying job opportunities.
That one, yes.
Okay. And unfair or unrigged economic system for the rich?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, thank you very much. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
I've heard a little.
Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I oppose it.
Do you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is the gay rights movement.
What were my options? Because I'm kind of indifferent.
Okay. So 0 to 100. Where 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. Any number.
0.
Okay. Joe Biden.
I'll give him a 30.
Kevin McCarthy. Any 0
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not happy with any politicians right now. I'm going to give them all a 30.
A 30. Okay. Kamala Harris.
I'm going to give her a 30 right along with the rest of them because they speak out of both sides of their faces.
Okay, thank you. What about Barack Obama?
I'll give him a 50.
50. Beyonce.
I'm sorry, who?
Beyonce. The singer?
A 0.
Donald Trump?
A 0.
Critical race theory or CRT?
Where did y'all come up with these questions from? I'm going to go with... Wow. Zero.
Okay, thank you. And we know it's long way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Cornel West, the third party candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom would you vote?
Did you say Cornel West?
Yes.
Like Bernard West?
I am not sure, to be honest.
I'm pretty sure that's who that is, but go ahead.
See, Cornel West. Cornel West.
Pretty sure that's who that is.
Yeah.
What about him?
If he was the third party candidate and the other ones were from their side, for whom would you vote? The options were Joe Biden, Cornel West, and Donald Trump.
Neither.
Okay, so that would be like other.
Other. That would be correct.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch things up a bit. Please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and a 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all in your life. You can use any number from between 0 and 10. The first one is affirmative action ending.
You said between 1 and 10?
From 0 to 10, where 0 means no impact at all, 5 means moderate impact, or 10 means major impact on your life.
I would say 5 because I think it's going to impact my kids if it doesn't. At my age, it would rarely impact me, but it would impact my kids. So okay. I'm going to say 5.
Thank you. The country's economy going into a recession soon?
Although I'm prepared, I don't know about my kids, so I would be there to support them. So 5.
Okay. Climate change?
10.
Crime and violence in this country?
10.
Thank you. Now, and with this, we still have a few more to go, but I just want to take a minute to thank you very much for your kind and your patience as well. So the next question is, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The government should pass a legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Okay, and give me...
Do I strongly agree? A strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
That they should be protecting abortion rights.
That the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
I would strongly agree.
Thank you. Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
I agree. Strongly agree.
The government should provide free childcare to all families.
I strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
I strongly disagree.
Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
What are my options?
I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
Athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
I strongly agree.
The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
May I ask you to repeat that question, please?
Yes. The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
I'm going to say I strongly agree. I lost my job 2.5 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I was forced to be working. I'm working now. I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
But, I got COVID at work and had lung surgery and everything.
Yeah.
And they were just like, see you later.
Yeah. So that question was related to the next one. So in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Sickness or serious injury, yes or no?
Yes.
Mothers giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Mothers adopting a child?
Yes.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes.
Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child?
Yes.
When dealing with a mental health episode?
Yes.
Fathers adopting a child?
Yes.
Death of a family member?
Yes.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all often, or not at all? I'm sorry.
Not often.
Thank you. Have any of the following things happened to you or a family or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Violent crimes such as assault?
No.
Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad to hear that, by the way.
Now,
we're switching gears a bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years.
That would be, I'm so sorry, I'm so bad with those.
2 years of, 2 years of college.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I do not.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural? Excuse me.
Suburban.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once a month.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watched them or read them in the span of the week. The first one is MSNBC.
I can tell you it's going to be none. I don't watch TV. Not for the news.
Oh. Okay. So that would be seldom to never. I just want that to be recorded. So we're going to go. Okay.
Seldom to never.
Okay. Fox News?
Never.
Your local TV news?
Seldom to never.
CNN?
Seldom to never.
Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Seldom to never.
Thank you very much for that. And now, regardless, just the last few questions. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, a health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance, or other?
Health insurance provided by my employer.
Thank you. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
That would be me.
Thank you. Would you please tell me which of the following categories in the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. Under $15,000, $15,000 to $30,000, $30,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000. Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I sure don't.
Okay, thank you very much. And that was the last question. So thank you very much for your participation. You've been very kind.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.